Hello there, little one. Are you ready to be hypnotized? Yes, I think you are. If you're listening to this file, then you must at least be curious what it would be like to feel little and needy. Needy for your diapers. Needy for your stuffies. Needy for cuddles and pinkies and your papa too. Finding those feelings of dependence, comfort, and happiness from getting those needs met. Chances are, you might already be a needy little, and you might not even know it. That's okay. That's why I'm here, to help you find and express the needy little inside of you, and bond to your comfort objects more closely. This file can be used with comfort objects that you know and love, or it can help you bond to new comfort objects, finding those feelings of dependence, comfort, and happiness that pacify the needy little in you. Old friends or new, this file lets you welcome all of them into your cozy little circle. To begin with, I'd like you to grab your favorite comfort object now. It could be a passy, a plushie, a bottle, a blankie, or even a diaper. A diaper you're wearing, or the next diaper you're going to wear. Whatever gives you the most comfort, that is what I would like you to grab. You can even grab several if you like. And if you need a moment to do so, go ahead and pause the recording and get it now. Have you got your object? Good. Now that you're ready to nourish your needy little self, just sit or lie back, relax, and listen to my words. That's all you have to do. And you can experience that wonderful feeling of being an adorable needy little who has exactly what they need. Yes, just close your eyes. That's it. Very good. You're already doing such a good job at listening, little one. You've already taken your first steps into a wonderful, relaxing trance. And now, we're going to play a fun game to help us go deeper into trance. I'd like you to hug your comfort object tight. Give it a squeeze, or in the case of something you put in your mouth, suck on it. Squeeze, hug, or suck that object nice and tight. Show them all your love. Doesn't that feel good? So good, you almost don't want to let go. Well, I have good news for you. You don't ever have to let go of that comfort object or the wonderful feelings you feel when you show them your love. Because sometimes, you just need a love on your comfort objects, don't you? Yes. Let's tell our comfort objects how much we love them and name those objects when we do. I think they deserve to know. I'll go first. I love you, Teddy. I love you, Binky. I love you, Baba. I love you, Blanky. I love you, Diapy. Now it's your turn. Give your comfort object a big hug or suck and tell them how much you love them. Dropping deeper into trance, say, I love you to your comfort object now. Did you tell them how much you love them? Did you remember to hug, squeeze, or suck on them? Very good, little one. Do it one more time. Just to make sure they know just how much you love them. Very good, little one. And you can do this anytime you want to return to these wonderful feelings you love so much. And every time you do so, you'll be making your love and need for those objects that much stronger, that much more ingrained in your little mind. The connection between your little heart and your lovey-wovey comfort objects is becoming stronger, making you more happy, more dependent, more in need of the comfort that your lovey-wovey comfort objects provide. And that's a good thing, because you're a needy little, and needy littles are being their best little selves when they accept who they are and show their love to those companions that make them their happiest, safest, most comfy little selves. Yes, you're a very good little one, and you are doing so good listening and following along. It's so easy to just listen and accept those words because you feel them to be true in your little heart. And now, little one, we're going to come back up from trance on the count of three, so we can practice going back into trance with a special induction that uses our comfort objects. On the count of three, coming back up to full awareness, knowing we can just as easily return back to trance when it's time to do so. 1, 2, 3, waking up now. How did it feel to tell your favorite comfort object just how much you loved them? I'll bet that felt really good. You might feel comfort, happiness, attachment, and other feelings that tell you you really love and need those objects in your life. You know, it's okay to love and need your diapers. It's okay to love and need your stuffies. It's okay to love and need your binkies, your blankies, your babas, or anything else that makes you feel so warm and fuzzy inside. It's really such a good thing to do. And you like to be good, don't you? Yes, it feels nice to be good and love on your lovey toys and objects. I already told you you can love on them, and you never have to stop. Let's play a game that will take us back into trance and help us practice that truth now. I'm going to count up to 10. Every time I count a number, you'll give your comfort object a hug, a squeeze, or a suck. Say, "I love you," aloud or silently in your head, and then you can release that hug. Let's try it now. 1, snuggle, and release. Very good. And with each number, you can find that your desire to keep snuggling your lovey object increases. Easier and easier to keep snuggling with each number. Harder and harder to let go each time I count out the next number, until you just don't want to let go of your object. And you don't have to. When you've decided that you just don't want to let go of your object, you can just keep snuggling it, feeling better and better, more and more attached and lovey with each number I count up, until we reach 10 and enter a nice, deep trance. Doesn't that sound like so much fun? Okay, let's try it now. 1, loving on your object. 2, yes, even more lovey now. 3, aw, that feels so good. 4, yes, so wonderful. 5, those lovey feelings increasing. 6, more and more. 7, until you just don't want to let go. 8, and you don't even have to. 9, feeling so good. 10, snugging your object so tight until you just can't hold it anymore. And release, relaxing now, dropping down into a nice deep trance that turns you into a needy little who needs to love on your comfort objects even more. Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, you did so, so good, little one. You're a natural. You must really be a needy little. Yes, you love your diapies, stuffies, babas, binkies, blankies, and all your comfort objects. You need and love them. It's almost impossible to imagine living without them, isn't it? Say it now. Say, I need and love to be a needy little. It's true, isn't it? You know it's true, because you feel it inside when you snuggle your comfort objects. And you need and love your comfort objects, whatever they are. I'll just call it a Snucky for short, but you can replace Snucky with the object you need and love. Let's say it now. Say, I need and love my Snucky. Yes, you do. You need to snuggle it, or suckle it. I'll just say snuckle for short. Go ahead and say it. I need to snuckle my Snucky. That sounds silly, doesn't it? Let's say it together. I need to snuckle my Snucky. Aw, so cute, and so true. Whenever you snuggle your Snucky, you can find those feelings of attachment, dependence, comfort and happiness that make you a happy little one. And the more you snuggle your Snucky, the stronger the feelings get. The more you feel those feelings, the more you need and want to snuggle your Snucky. What you want is what you need. And what you need is to be a needy, dependent little, needing your diapers, needing your stuffies, needing your Snuckies, and feeling so, so good when you acknowledge them and love them like they are meant to be loved. So good because you are being good every time you do so. That's right. You're being so good because you're doing what needy littles love and need to do. You're doing what needy littles ought to do. Every time you see, smell, hear, or think of your Snucky, you remember that you're a needy little. You remember how much you love your Snucky. You remember that you need your Snucky. And you'll immediately find your Snucky as soon as you can, so you can cuddle them and take some time to show them how much you love them. It's so nice to just take a break and snuggle your Snucky whenever you need to. And if that means rubbing or doing anything else that feels good, that's good too. Anything that comes about as a result of you doing the things that make you feel good with your Snuckies is very good. And makes you that much more of a happy, needy little. Yes, you can do that as much as you like until you're completely satisfied and fulfilled. Good little one. When you snuggle your comfort objects, you feel more little and dependent. When you snuggle your Snucky, you feel so happy. Every snuckle strengthens the need to snuckle your Snucky. Whenever you snuckle your Snucky, you feel that much better, that much more little. You accept that you're becoming more and more little and dependent on your Snuckies as you behave more and more like a needy little, reaching for your Snuckies whenever you feel the slightest urge or need. You spend more and more time using your comfort objects and being a good little one, doing things like sucking on your passy, snuggling your plushie, drinking from your babas, using and squeezing your diapers, and snuggling your blankie. Loving on your snuckie reaffirms that this is what you want. Loving on your snuckie reaffirms that this is what you need. And you can keep doing it more and more so you can continue to be the bestest and happiest needy little you can be. I've got one more thing for you to do, little one. Are you ready to hear what it is? I would like you to listen again with two or more snuggies to love. Just imagine how cozy comfy you would feel, sucking your passy or bottle, snuggling your plushie or blankie, and squeezing your legs around your big thick diaper or pull-up at the same time. The next time you listen to this file, try to snuggle two or more snuggies at once, and notice how wonderful that feels. Notice that you're becoming an even better, happier, needy little as you do so. Can you do that, little one? Good. You did so good listening to my words, little one. And so good showing your snuggies how much you love them. But now, it's time for me to go and allow you to rest or go about your day or even to just relax in those feelings you love so much. On the count of five, you will return to full awareness, refreshed, relaxed, ready to do what you want and need to do next. On the count of five, one, two, three, four, five, awake and aware, feeling so good, and ready to do whatever you want and need to do next. I hope you had fun, little one. And I hope you listen again soon, so you can snuggle your snuckie again and again. Goodbye now.